I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Life gets tougher for the Rohingya. A fire ripped through a Bangladesh refugee camp on Sunday, destroying hundreds of homes. Officials have reported no casualties, nor could they discover the cause of the fire. Last week, a COVID-19 treatment center burned down as well. The Rohingya people fled from Myanmar to avoid genocide in 2017. A Christian ministry worker we'll call Robert works in Bangladesh with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says desperation in the Muslim-majority camps gave rise to extremist violence. Authorities gave the Hindu minority their own camp to protect them.
They asked the Christians, and they said, no, otherwise, how will anybody hear the name of Jesus? And that is just a lump-in-the-throat moment, because I know 25 of them living in there that are doing, like, Bible studies in their little shacks in their homes.
Pray many more Rohingya refugees would find hope in Jesus' name. And Christians in Russia and throughout the former Soviet Union are celebrating Christmas right now from January 7th through the 12th. But you may be wondering, wasn't Christmas in December? Well, not according to the Julian calendar, still used by many Orthodox believers around the world. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association says festivities often include singing carols and visiting people's homes for meals. Many SGA partners celebrate Christmas with their families on December 25th, but in January, they focus on evangelism.
They see this as a tremendous opportunity to advance the gospel, holding incredible Christmas programs, as well as taking that program to orphanages, out to village homes.
Pray many would find hope in the love of Jesus during Orthodox Christmas. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.